His check on stores we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast. A cloudy and humid day today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperature in the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow, some sun, showers, and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. And by Thursday, showers and thunderstorms will still be around. Our temperatures dipping down to 75 to 80. We'll check the details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Sharon Center School will honor their 8th grade graduates with a community parade. That parade will be on Main Street in Sharon and begin at approximately 7 p.m. on Wednesday, June 16th. The rain date will be Friday, June 18th. You're invited to come out and send your best wishes to the students. One dead in a shooting near the Litchfield Law Firm, according to Connecticut State Police. The Western District Major Crime Squad investigating the shooting death in the parking lot of a law office in the center of town yesterday. An adult male was shot and killed outside the office of Kramer and Anderson on West Street about 5 p.m., according to State Police spokesman Joseph Dorelis. The death is being investigated as a homicide, according to the police, who officially did not release the name of the victim and shooter, but did say it appeared they were acquaintances. One of those two individuals was associated with the law firm. The victim, who was a young man, was struck by at least one shot from a gun that was legal and licensed and was recovered at the scene. Great Barrington voters rejected pot business restrictions and opted to increase the allowed comment on civic decisions. Voters at the annual town meeting last night had rejected a citizen's petition that would have limited locations where pot shops and farms are allowed and added restrictions that opponents said would drive the cannabis industry out of town. And residents approved a bylaw change, another proposed by a citizen's petition, that would allow residents to speak during pertinent moments at municipal meetings and hearings, not just at the end after votes are taken. Residents voted down a $1.2 million proposal to buy land and construct a public parking lot downtown. Advocates said the extra parking is crucial for economic development. Opponents say there are too many other important needs in Great Barrington. Voters approved the town's $12.96 million operating budget and $3.13 million capital expenses. Operating costs include pay hikes across a number of departments at an approximate 5.8% increase over this year. Also, residents at that meeting said yes to the town's $18.4 million share of the Berkshire Hills Regional School District budget. The Connecticut lawmakers are expected to reach a deal on cannabis bill. The Senate vote is expected. Announcement of the deal came as the General Assembly attempts to finish its work before the regular legislative session adjourns at midnight on Wednesday. If the bill clears both the Senate and House of Representatives and is signed into law by Democrat Ned Lamont, who has made legalization a key priority for the session, proponents say Connecticut will join 18 other states that already allow recreational marijuana possession and use. Under the bill, it would be legal for people 21 years and older to possess and use cannabis beginning July 1st. A person will be allowed to have up to 1.5 ounces with an additional 5 ounces secured in their home or vehicle. Homegrown cannabis, however, will not be counted towards that allowed amount. Beginning October 1st, 2022, the legislation makes it legal for medical marijuana patients in the state to have 3 mature and 3 immature plants with a limit of 12 plants per household. And by July 1st, 2023, any adult in Connecticut will be allowed to have the same amount of plants. The retail sale of cannabis is expected to begin in May of 2022. Under the program, municipalities will receive new revenue generated by a 3% local sales tax on gross receipts based on retail cannabis sales within their borders. The Connecticut House will vote today on a 2-year $46.3 million state budget that proposes nearly $1.5 billion in additional spending without any broad-based tax changes. Negotiators for Governor Ned Lamont and the legislature's Democratic majority leaders worked out the final details on Sunday after announcing a comprehensive understanding on a budget deal on Friday. Once again, a new day, a new mask mandate in schools in New York after a weekend of complete confusion. The governor yesterday announced New York State would rescind its mask mandate for outdoor activity in school while keeping the indoor mandate in place. The rule change came after schools called emergency board meetings over the weekend or canceled in-person classes in a response to a Friday letter from the governor's administration indicating the school mask mandate would be lifted both indoors and outside effective on Monday. Well, they're back at it again after a year's absence. The 25th annual Murphy Open Golf Tournament being held today at the links at Unionvale in LaGrangeville, New York. This tournament benefits area food pantries and food drives. All donations are tax deductible. Good luck to all the golfers out there today. going on beginning today and running Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays from 10 to 2 and Thursdays 5 to 7 and Saturdays from 9:30 to noon, keeping identities of seniors safe. Identity theft happens. This is going on at the Ankrum Town Hall in Ankrum, New York, sponsored by the Columbia County Clerk's Office, Holly Tanner, County Clerk. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen meet today at 3 p.m. In Kent, the Kent Sewer and Water Commission has a regular meeting at 4. Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 6:30. In Cornwall, the Wastewater Committee meets at 5. At 7, the Planning and Zoning Commission via Zoom, and the Housatonic River Commission meets at 7:30 via Zoom. Falls Village is a public hearing on the housing grant. That is set for 7 o'clock tonight in Falls Village. In Sheffield, there's a select board meeting coming up tonight at 7 p.m. It is a virtual meeting. Dover Union Free School District Board of Education meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. In Hillsdale, New York, there's a town board meeting coming up tonight via Zoom at 7 p.m. The track committee is having a special meeting. That is coming up tomorrow at 5 p.m. in Salisbury. In North Canaan, tomorrow, the annual town meeting is at 7 p.m., and that'll be immediately followed by the monthly meeting of the Board of Finance at 8 p.m. Also tomorrow, the planning board meeting in the town of Northeast is at 7:30. Pine Plains Planning Board meeting is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Coming up this weekend, the Stockbridge Grange on Church Street serving up a takeout-only public baked bean and ham dinner with your choice of lemon or chocolate cream pie for dessert. The pickup takes place on Sunday the 13th from 12 noon to 1:30. All orders must be submitted no later than June 10th. 413-443-4352 or 413-243-1298. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise is back this year. Food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun. Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Canaan VFW. The music for this week, Rocking Heartbeats. It's rain or shine. All activities are 6 to 9. Norfolk Library kicks off its summer reading program, Tales and Trails, on June 11th at 6:30 with a pet parade. Prizes will be given in May. Coming up on Saturday, it's a bulk trash and electronic recycling day, which is being held at 11 South Center Street in Millerton, New York. For more information on what you can drop off, climatesmartmillerton.org. Hillsdale Car Show, trucks, motorcycle, muscle cars, street rods, custom, and rat rods, happening on June 12th from 9 to 4. The awards at 3:30. Spectators and children are free. You're asked to bring a mask, and there'll be vendors, food, music, and a 50-50 raffle to benefit Hamlet Park renovation. On Saturday at 1 o'clock, Monty Akhtar's Celebration of Life takes place at Veterans Field, Lions Club Pavilion in Sharon. You're invited to celebrate the life of Monty Akhtar. Our business brief is underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web. Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And Vialli Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912. 413-243-0347, vialliinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,630.24. The NASDAQ at 13,881.72, and the S&P 500 at 4226.52. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.